What I'd like to do today is talk a little bit about some of the work that we've been doing, looking at nutrients and the possibility of having an effect on either root knot or reniform nematode and some of our work with cotton. And as you've probably heard yesterday with my two students were talking, we do have quite a bit of problems with nematodes in Louisiana. And probably the two major ones for us are certainly the southern root knot nematode, as you see in the slide here, the top two images, and the reniform nematode. And for us in Louisiana, by far, reniform is the dominant nematode. We have a lot more fields that are infested with reniform than we do with root knot, but unfortunately, we have a number of fields that have a lot of both nematodes together. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that we are doing a lot more rotation now with corn than we used to do. And as a result, I think that the fact that reniform was a dominant nematode, when you put corn in the equation, root knot has a chance to come back on the scene. So I think we're seeing a lot more fields now that have both of these nematodes together like that. And this is what a field may look like when you get both of these nematodes together. And you can see quite extensive damage can occur in parts of a field where these nematodes are together. They are quite destructive. And we've been looking at fumigants and nematicides for a number of years, and this goes back to what Bob was mentioning yesterday. We know some of these materials really work. We've seen a lot of illustrations and a lot of results over the years where we know we can get good responses from nematicides. And again, just as you see from this slide here, the ones that were treated with the material to the right looks a whole lot better than the one treated to the left. And so, again, we do know that nematicides really work for us quite well. One of the things, though, that we sometimes see is something like this. And this is one of my test fields. And you can see here, this is a field where we applied telome. And we have a check. And the check is to your right, or to my, let's see, whichever one it is up here. But anyway, you can see the check. The check's the one where the stunted plants are. And again, you can see this was a picture that was taken in June 15th. And then you can see a sequence of the same field in July. And you can see the check is still not quite as good as the telome application. But if you look at July the 29th, then what's becoming real obvious here is the telome doesn't look nearly as good as the check plots. Simply because we're starting to see a lot of nutrient deficiencies that are showing up in here. And it doesn't relate to yield, but it does indicate that there is something going on here with nutrients, and the check is obviously looks a little bit better. And you can see the August of 26, you can see it's a little bit harder to see a whole lot going on, but obviously when we picked the test in this field, the check plot was a lot lower yielding than the telome. But it does indicate some questions to us. And again, we've seen this in a lot of other fields where we've had nematicide trials in the past, where we have a lot of fields that are showing some sort of nutrient problem in association with where we are seeing the most severe nematode injury. And so again, the question is, what role do nutrients have in these nematode problems? And again, if they are having a role, then what impact are they having on our nematicides? Does it enhance them, or does it hurt them, or what does it do when we're looking at nematicides? And if so, then can we use nutrients in some fashion to offset the use of nematicides? And again, we've been doing a lot of site-specific applications of nematicides in Louisiana. We know there are areas of a field that will respond quite well to nematicides. There are other areas of the field that may not respond quite as well to nematicides, even though there are a lot of nematodes in these areas. So again, the question is, can we use nutrients to change where we may need to be treating with different types of nematicides in a field? The field that we're looking at is on the Northeast Research Station, and you can see here just some of the nutrient status of some of the test field that we're working in. So we started off in this field with everything's kind of low. You can see it's low in calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, zinc, and the pH was low, and organic matter obviously for us is low because we don't have any high organic matter soils in Louisiana hardly. And this gives you some idea of the types of nematodes that are present in this field. And you can see by the circles, the green circles are root knot nematode, and they are the larger the circle, the larger the number of nematodes that are present in the field. And the same with reniform, with the little triangles, the larger the triangle, the larger the nematode in the nematode levels are in the field. And also, this is the area where our test is in the field. And you can see here, we've got pretty good populations of both root knot and reniform present in this area of the field. Now, what I wanted to do was go with kind of a shotgun approach. And I wanted to look what's considered to be a high fertility regime versus what I consider a low fertility regime. And a high fertility regime would be nothing more than going in each year and adding the 80 pounds of nitrogen, the 60 pounds of P and K and sulfur and boron each year, and also liming these parts of the field where we're using the high regime. And we did that 2 years ago. And then with the low regime is nothing more than what a farmer would typically do, where he would simply go in and not add any additional fertilizer except nitrogen. So we're trying to see then these two different fertility regimes that we're looking at here. And again, these are the nematicide treatments that we wanted to look at in the field. And again, we have the untreated, which was simply treated with Cruiser, the Evicta Complete Cotton, and then the Telome by itself at 3 gallons per acre, and then the Telome plus the Evicta Complete Cotton. And again, you can see a shot from the field here what kind of results we're getting with our nematicide in this field. You can see the quite a bit of improvement compared to the untreated with the Telome in the field. Well, this is kind of a factorial experiment, so this is the two fertility regimes and the four nematicide regimes. So again, the fertility and the nematicides are our main effects. And you can see the final root knot populations, the final reniform populations in the field, and also the effect on seed cotton. And we didn't see, really in this study, we didn't see any effect on fertility on our final populations of either root knot or reniform. But certainly we saw a significant effect on seed cotton. We did see with nematicides an impact with both our root knot and our reniform as well as our seed cotton. And again, we did have a significant interaction there with fertility and nematicides with our seed cotton. And I'll show you the results of this. And these are our main effects from our different nematicides on the root knot populations, and you can see our Czech and Evicta are very high populations at the end of the season. And we did see that the Telome was very effective in reducing the populations, the final populations at the end of the season. This is something we've seen before, so there's nothing really surprising here. And a lot of times what we see is the Evicta and the Czech are very similar like that with the final populations in the field, because the Evicta works early on, but doesn't last throughout the entire season. And this is what we saw with the reniform. Now, we do see a little bit of difference here with the Czech is obviously the highest final populations in the field, and we did see that it was significantly better than the Evicta, the Telome, or the combination of our two materials. So again, it was holding the reniform population back a little bit with the Evicta this year, but the Telome and the Evicta plus Telome was obviously holding it back as well. Now, the main effect with fertility, we did see some effects. It's not nearly as high as what I thought we would see in the field, but again, we did see a significant increase in yield with the high fertility regime, although it's not a tremendous amount of lint, so it is something there, but it was significant. And this is what we saw with our main effects on the different nematicides with the seed cotton. And these are just the main effects. Again, a nice stair-stepping effect with obviously the Czech being the lowest, with the Evicta being next, the Telome a little bit better, but not significantly better than the Evicta. And then the Evicta plus the Telome was significantly better than everything else in the field, which again, not surprising. This is kind of what we normally would see in a case like this. And this is what we saw with their interactive effects, where we we have the effect of the fertility and the nematicide combination. We see with the checks, with the there's really no difference there with the checks with the high and low regime statistically, although it is a little bit higher. You can see it is a little bit higher yield there with the high fertility regime. But where we see the biggest impact is with the Evicta. And again, look at the low regime compared to the high regime. And we see that a significant increase in our yield where we had the high fertility regime with the Evicta Complete Cotton. And again, with the Telome, we did see where the Telome gave us a much bigger boost there as far as yield with the low or the high regime. But again, it was comparable to what we see with the Evicta plus the Telome. Again, we did see that where you have the combination, we did get some of the highest yields. But the important thing here was with the Evicta, we did see that the increased fertility did give us a considerable advantage over the low fertility regime, which to me is very important from the standpoint of increased nutrients and these lower rates of nematicides that we use, such as Evicta, could be very beneficial to our producers. So basically what I found was that the nematicides responded about like I would expect across the fertility regimes. And we see this in any number of trials where we see with the Telome applications, we see they're usually our best response across a variety of fertility regimes and so forth. And again, what we saw here was with the Telome, again, was effective in reducing final populations of both reniform and root knot in these fields. So again, sometimes we see good results with the application of Telome holding back populations of root knot, and sometimes we don't. I've had a lot more trials probably in the past where we didn't see a whole lot of difference at the end of the season, but in this particular case, we did see a pretty good response there from our Telome application. But the biggest thing I saw here was with the fertility was with the application of Evicta Complete Cotton, and it did give us a nice significant boost with going to this higher fertility regime. And again, the implication for me is with trying to do some of the site-specific work, we may be able to use some increased fertility to help us out as far as adding increased fertilizer with these Evicta Complete Cottons or some of these seed treatment nematicides that are currently out there to help us increase our yield and maybe not have to treat as much of these areas with something like Telome. And that pretty much is it. Any questions?
Time for questions.
Yes.
With the fertility favor root knot or reniform preferably in your situation, or you had separate two trials with reniform and root knot?
No, the root knot and reniform are together in the same field.
Okay.
So you may have some plots that have just strictly root knot, some plots that have strictly reniform, or plots having both root knot and reniform together in there like that. So the two nematodes are together in a field, which is unfortunately for us is what I'm finding a lot more of, where you have both nematodes together in the same field like that.
So that's very interesting, but does fertility favor one or the other?
Right. And what we have historically thought was that reniform, when you have the two together, reniform eventually becomes the dominant nematode. And that's what we observe. But when we start throwing this rotation with corn into the equation, that's when things start getting a little bit more difficult, because then it gives the root knot the advantage. Corn's a great host for root knot, but it's a poor host for reniform. So we're seeing a lot more fields now where these two nematodes are coming back on the scene. And I guess if we went back to continuous cotton, we could eventually in this field get back to a predominantly in reniform. I don't know that would be good or bad, but we're not trying to do that anymore. We're doing a lot more rotation today than we've ever done in the past. We rarely see growers now that will go cotton after cotton after cotton after cotton. I've got everybody rotating. I don't know whether it was by my doing or the price of cotton or the price of beans or corn, but certainly we're doing a lot more rotation now than we've ever done in the past. Bob.
I can't prove this, and we don't have data. factors, but the majority of factors, it may simply be root stimulation. And I know the aggravation of trying to do the root in a field situation.
Yes.
But if you, you know, you're going to have to phenotype for the reniform anyway. If you took large cores in the root zone, just separated the mess out, and did, you know, by counts by roots. You know, eggs by root mass,
mm-hmm. Yes, very possible too. Because again, you're right. The enhance, you're certainly going to get enhanced root development from the fertility regime, as well as something like the application of telome. You may get enhanced root development from something like that. So again,
the big interaction with the vehicle is somewhat surprising, but you know, what would be the explanation of that?
Yeah, exactly. So that would certainly be a factor.